Blog Talk Radio.
I guess you wonder where you at. This is the Get Down. Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, the next phase in online radio. Baby, get down.
You play the shy role, I was playing it myself. But it's no good for you, now you playing with your health. Like, I ain't who you thinking about. When you're laying by yourself, know you heard it was a movie. Better stop role playing with yourself. Like, stop fronting. Know they coming at your neck like a top button. You need to go ahead and drop it for a nigga, so I can come behind it like Misha drop something. And fuck is these roses for? What all these clothes for? I wanna close the door, fuck till we dozing off. Wake up and go again, what's the mimosas for? You got the juicy thing, champagne toaster yours. Yeah, shorty, yeah, shorty, time to face your fear, shorty. Climb up on it and hit them gears, shorty. Hashtag bike life, hashtag my wife. Got my heart like, look at her like psych. Look at her like psych. You ain't gotta, hey T, stop playing with me.
The last nigga broke my heart, you probably break it too. So baby, I'd rather just play my part. So it don't matter if it's singing wrong. Cause baby boy, I'm just tryna take you home. And it don't matter if you got a past. what it both don't give. Say I, say you love me. Amore, por tu que say I, oh baby, I, I. Amore, por tu que say I, say you love me. Amore, por tu que say I, oh baby. Baby, what you wanna do? Shoot your shot, cause I'm bulletproof. Lock it up and do-do-do. Baby, what you wanna do? I'm ready to pull up on you. I'm ready to do what I do. This touch it, have you wildin'. Last minute trips to the island. Trip, trip, trip when you're sliding. Flip, 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 baby, riding. Don't hesitate when you in it, cause you know I like it. Taking up a cake for you. Like it when you bite it. We can't just keep talking about it. We think too often about it. We can't just be cautious about it. I wanna get wild. Take me for a ride, boy. Show me your wild side, boy. Know it's been a while, boy. I wanna get wild. I wanna drive you crazy. Pull up inside me, baby. Fucking up like oopsie daisy. Ain't no ifs, ands, buts, and maybes. Don't be laid up in that shit like you lazy. I need you to roll up in that shit like you skating. Baby, ain't a hold up, I'm that shit, I hate waiting. Do, 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 do. Shoot your shot, I'm impatient. This touch it, have you wildin'. Last minute trips to the island. Trip, trip, trip when you're sliding. Flip, 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 baby, riding. Don't hesitate when you in it, cause you know I like it. Taking up a cake for you. Sweet baby, like it when you bite it. Down on the kitchen floor, right on that towel. It's my steak and I want it now. Ow. Tell me how you want it. Put me on my back, on my stomach. Baby, let me blow it like a trumpet. I could do it all. I could probably suck a watermelon to a straw. Believe me, every other day, new wig, new hair. Come take me out this smooth glare. I be waiting on you with some lingerie. Drop this pussy down low like bombs to wave. Boom. Nothing but a robe in your house. I wanna put these pretty pink clothes in your mouth. Send news to your phone while you working. Boy, you gotta see this shit in person, believe me.
We can't just be talking about it. I want to come inside it. We can't just be cautious about it.
Ladies and gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight is the Get Down with your hosts, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, and Mr. DSP, the Dark Knight himself, back. Let me reintroduce to y'all. J. Rob, the wise son. What's good, my brother?
Van Meadows, what's happening with you, bro? How you making out tonight, man?
I'm making out great now that you're back, bro. Glad to hear your voice on the airways again. Glad you're back. Glad you got that clean bill of health. You know you're still recovering. So he's not going to be as amped up as usual, y'all. But he's back. How you feeling,
yeah,
bro?
Yeah, y'all. Hey, man, I've missed being on the show. Miss co-hosting with my brother. Miss letting some real poems loose. And I just missed this whole vibe, bro. It's been a minute.
Yes, sir, bro. Yes, sir.
Missed everybody, man. And I want to thank everybody for the phone calls, for the prayers, for just the beautiful words that people sent me. You know, some was daily, some checked on me weekly. And I just want to say to everybody who played their part in asking God to look out for me, thank you. I really appreciate all of you. And I can't describe how much I love you all.
Indeed, bro. We love you back. We love you back. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight's show is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? I got mine. You got yours?
Oh, dear. One thing I held on to throughout all this, I got mine. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. If you're listening online, the dial-in number, 319-527-6300. And by all means, please press 1 to get down. Give a huge shout-out to our illustrious CEO, For Real, the Poet Douglas, a.k.a. author Larry Maddox, for giving us Epiphany Radio, for giving us this platform to be able to do this poetry, life, and just good love, y'all. So,
indeed.
I have been waiting to say this for a month now. J-Rob, can you let the people
yes,
know
sir.
What tonight's all about?
My pleasure, man. Brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, since we've been away, Van Meadows and myself would like to ask you, did you miss us? And if you did miss us, if you missed the get down, show Van and me how much you missed this phase of poetry. Can you give us some welcome back poetry? Can you show us how much you missed the get down? And excuse my voice, but I'm still working my way through. We're going to make this happen regardless. But just show us a little something, something from pen to paper, how much you missed to get down with some welcome back poetry. How's that, Van?
Oh, man. It's like music to my ears, bro. Music to my ears. Man.
Nice.
So. In honor of you being back, bro, because I know, like everybody else, I better not grace this mic first. I better not touch this mic first. I better not even attempt
Come on, man.
To step in this here spotlight. I better not even move a particular way. So
stop that, man. Stop
cause,
that.
Because like so many others, I've been waiting to hear a J. Rob the Wise Son piece. So, brother, your piece is locked and loaded.
She is.
Go ahead and get on down.
My man, love you, bro. Excuse me because I'm just a little nervous, but this piece is called
bro,
I Missed You.
Take your time.
She asked me if I missed her. Do I miss the sweet hiss of her kiss as her lips prepare for kisses before pen meets paper, before ideas flicker and wishes before we become us? She asks if the softness our freshly picked pussy willows are as delicate as her emotions that are attached to being what we are to one another, softly saying, I miss you. She said, I've missed your youthful exuberance and your penmanship in the rhythmic tone of your words. The way they slow dance on rainbows resemble multicultural concepts of forever. And how I felt when you introduced me to yourself. Do I miss this, though? I do miss this, though. Do you miss the sweet kiss of building us up by placing pictures on canvas eloquently and verbally? Did you think of me? Did you remember what I sound like when I was the whisper you couldn't get out of your mouth? Do you remember how I felt being told that this is what it is and what it was when it was me your pen told stories to? So tell me, do you miss me? All of me? The pencil side, the spilled ink side, the emotional side, the anger side, the history of droplets that look like us staring somewhere into forever verbally. Baby, do you miss me? Because I have missed us. I've missed you. I've missed this. It's a delicate balancing act on a high wire over Niagara Falls and over anything else. Because missing you and missing me is somewhere together, and I'm just glad that you're back because I've missed you. Love and kisses, my lady. Poetry, and that's their piece.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah, man. We definitely miss you, no doubt. Dynamic piece, dynamic fresh ink, man, that has been waiting to just come forth. And my brother, I love that piece. It's a part of this that really gripped me. But the main part that grips him the most is the, so tell me, do you miss me, all of me, the pencil side, the spilled ink side, the emotional side, the anger side, the history of droplets that looks like us, staring somewhere into forever verbally. Baby, have you missed me? Bro, come on, man, come on. Ladies
Thank
and
you,
gentlemen,
man.
My brother Jay Rob the Wise Son with that brilliant piece. I love it, man. I love it.
Welcome back. Thank you, Ashe. Thank you, man. But hey. I'm not on this stage alone because two cats can share one love and one mic. So I'm got to ask the proverbial question that I haven't asked in over a month and 2 weeks. Van Meadows, is your piece locked and loaded?
Oh, man, it's music to my ears, man. Yes, sir, my piece is locked and loaded.
Then I'm going to step right back, and I need you to do me a favor, brother. Would you please go on ahead and get on down?
Absolutely. This piece is titled, Missing You Is All I Do. I've missed the way your words wrapped around my eardrums, the sound of your cadence that made me swoon and go numb, the tone of your essence that compelled me to become one with the ink, the eyes of your verbs with that slow dragon blink, telling me to observe your rhythms within the heartbeat of the metaphors, clearing a melodic pathway into embracing yours, and my cosmos is dripping with your colorific choice of expression, all because your absence left a lot for me to be desired. Enough so many consummation can be forged by fire. Detonated by your ability to captivate not just an audience but me, the fuel of your artistry has shown me that I could be so much more than that kiss upon your lips. And as I'm mesmerized by the gyrations of your hips, in no way, shape, or form do I dare forget how you console me with teardrops onto my pad. And yet, here I am excited that my hormonal imbalance is allowing me the energy to once again take a chance. and express my innermost feelings to something whose roots are stronger than any tree. So yes, I've missed you too, poetry, and at that peace.
Come on now, this is what I'm talking about. I miss hearing you spit, bruh. And I've missed it for a minute and was stuck out about this. Observe your rhythms within the heartbeat of the metaphors, clearing a melodic pathway to embracing yours, and my cosmos is dripping with your colorific choice of expression. All because your absence left a lot for me to desire. Come on, man. Come on. This, you have a lot of pieces that I really like. But I guess I'm a little bit spoiled. Because hearing this, man, it really touches me. This is exactly the kind of thing we talk about when it comes to poetry. This is that piece, bro. This is that piece. And I love it.
Thank you, my good brother. I appreciate you.
I absolutely love it.
Man, listen. Listen. I don't want to talk about my piece anymore. This is a celebration. This is a celebration of the return of J-Rob the Wise Son. And tonight,
my
y'all,
brother.
tonight, show us why you've missed the Get Down. So we're going to, if you're ready, bro, we're going to open up these floodgates to all these poets that have been chewing, chomping, just waiting to get to the Get Down. Are you ready, my brother?
I am so ready. Let's get it.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to get it down. It's time to get down. First on the mic, our brother, Joe, the Verbal Mind Anthem. What's good with you, Joe?
What's good? What's good? Poetic. J-Rob, welcome back, sir. Welcome back, man.
My good brother. Allow me to say thank you for reaching out to me, man, because I was in a real dark place, and having you reach out to me, man, really made my day, because it happened to be at a time when I hadn't heard from anybody, man, so I want to say thank you, and I really do appreciate you, bro.
I appreciate you, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And welcome back to the Get Down.
Overclipped over here and whatnot.
Good to hear you, brother. Well, good to hear you, man.
Very
good, man.
I believe Van has a question for you this evening, good brother.
Yes, sir. So, Joe, the Verbal Mind Dancer, man, are you ready to express how you've missed the Get Down? And if so, go ahead and get on down, my brother.
All right. Here we go. Welcome back, J-Rob. Sometimes a poetic heartthrob. Some of us actually missed y'all. And the show was placed on pause. So let's get down tonight and end this drought, because Van Metals has been real mellow but never subdued. It's great to have you back with the Epiphany crew. For real, still tripping on multi-syllable verses. But this sappy has gotten better. I think you took some courses. Your voices was needed in these times of trouble. Who else but the Wise Son can lead us through the rubble? Some force tried to weigh you down, but you were never down with oppression. You fought the battle wholly with spiritual life lessons. Will you blaze the mic tonight and continue to bless us? Poetic laureate, you always were. Romeo to a Juliet, you always were. When you spit the proof in your truth. Now, sir, that is an art. You navigate through your haters. Correction, you never gave a shit. You mow them down like a lawn that's just been freshly clipped. Let them mulch and decompose while you regurgitate your wit. Dark night with the sword of light. And for real, the CEO, hey, you still ain't acting right. You were missed, not dismissed. You were down and felt the list. We're here tonight. I'm here right now, locked and loaded for the return of the Get Down. Welcome back, J-Rob. Peace, brother.
My man, Joe.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's my man, Joe. That's my man.
Man,
I absolutely love that, bro. I love that. I love it. Welcome back, Joe. And thank you, brother. Again, I appreciate you more than I can express verbally or even in print format, man. I appreciate you. Thank you, bro.
Welcome
Sorry
brother,
for the raspy
back,
voice, brother.
Hey, that's all right, man. That's all right.
Man.
My
man. Show the fuck on my dancer. Hey, man.
Yes, sir.
If you get fired, man, we got a spot for you, man. Because for real, might take shots. You know, he might send you a pink slip, but we got you, bro. You always gonna be hired, man.
Oh, man, I'm not anybody worried about no room. I told him about talking about my sister like that. He did last week. He think I forgot that. But anyway, you know.
That's right. Get him, man. Get him. But nah, man. Bro,
definitely want to show some love to J. Rob, man. You know, hey, man. Take your time, bro. Don't force it. You here, so you know, hey.
Absolutely.
Yes, sir.
This picture is amazing, bro. Amazing. Just in true Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer fashion, man. He's got a way of humbling you with his pen. And brilliant piece, brother. Brilliant piece.
Right.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm about to send it to you in your inbox, J. Rob, so you can have it, brother.
Please. And thank you.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Hey, and And this is an iconic moment, Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer, because in a month, no one has graced the Get Down dance floor. And you, sir, are the first who's going to get that honor. So, brother, go out there and set that tone, man, and have a good time out there.
Absolutely, brother. Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you both for having
Thank you, man. Thank you, my brother. One love, one mic, Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer. Take your spot, bro. Ladies and gentlemen, our brother Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer. What a way to come in and set the show off, bro. Whew.
That was outstanding, bro. That was absolutely outstanding. I love that. That was dope.
Yes, sir.
But hey, man, let's not hold it up because you know how you and I get when we get down. So who's next?
Oh, man, next we got Epiphany's own one-half host of the Love Thumb and the host of Express Your Vibe, Miss VIP.
Hey.
Hey, Philly Twin, how you doing?
Hi, New York John. Welcome back. Hey, Poetic.
How you
It's good to hear your voice, beloved.
Oh, thank you. You too. Welcome back. I ain't going
to
keep you guys long because I'm feeling Yes, absolutely. I'm feeling a little under the weather, so but I had to come, you know. So let me spit this piece. Y'all ready? What's the question?
Look, the question is, well, since we've been gone for a little while, we wanted you to bring some of that welcome back poetry and show us how much you missed the Get Down. And since you already indicated that your piece is pretty much already locked and loaded, allow me and Van to step back, and would you do us the honor of going on ahead and Get Down?
Absolutely. I was sad when the Get Down wasn't on, but I didn't want my New York John gone. Now that he's recuperated, it's anticipated what the topic is. But no matter what it is, it's going to be a great show. The Wolverine and the Dark Knight are back. It's the Get Down, so let's go. Yeah, we're diving into LSP and DSP like that matters. It's all poetry. And here's a great welcome back to Poetic and J-Rob, the one I signed. It's the Get Down, the best show around. And that's that piece.
You just come on. You can't come in here doing that. You know I sit next to my ego, and my ego is over here screaming, "That's right, that's right, that's right." Mm-hmm. I love you, and thank you. And I also have to thank you for how you reached out to me on more than one occasion just to check up on a brother and ask me if there was anything that I needed. I really and truly appreciate it because I know you was going through your own thing, and you still are. But even through all that, you reached out just to check on a brother, and I really appreciate you for that.
You know it.
Man, Ms. Van Meadows. Absolutely, what a tribute piece. Very well written. I enjoyed it. You definitely expressed how you missed the Get Down, and we definitely loved you for it. And we're looking forward to shows, many shows after this, because I got a feeling that my brother got a lot to release. So. So as he gets stronger, we're just going to keep having pieces like you just brought tonight. And, man, it's just going to be an amazing ride. I appreciate you, Dope Dope Inc., as always.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Now, before we let you go over there do the tango with Joe DeVerbo, let everybody know what
tango,
you got going on. Radio, you do. I mean, that's what Joe picked. I see him out there. He's doing his solo right now, but I see him. He picked that.
All right. On Wednesday evening, my sexy co-host, La Perla Negra, and I will be in the love zone. And, of course, the topic is yet to be announced, but it's going to be good. And then on Friday, this Friday, is Express Your Vibe. And I hope to have my diva with me again. We always have fun. So come as you are. Don't suppress your vibe. Express it, all right? And that's it.
All right, so y'all heard it here. You heard it here. Wednesday night, the Love Zone. This coming Friday, Express Your Vibe. Make sure you tune in. Now, on your way over to the Get Down dance floor and hang out with us. Ladies and gentlemen, that is Miss VIP, One Love, One Mic.
One Love, One Mic.
One Love, One Mic.
Man. Two dynamic pieces right off the rip from the universe. Hey, man, listen.
It's gone.
Listen. It's just gonna keep getting better from here, man. I mean, here's why. Because I think you're really going to appreciate this next poet / epiphany host of the War Council, Fly Speak, Honey Dripper, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Thanksgiving, and all that other good stuff. Ladies and gentlemen, Mojave, what's good with you, bro?
What's happening?
What's buzzing, cousin?
Yeah, I'm chilling. I'm trying to... People keep trying to call you doing a thing. You keep hanging up on it. And they just keep calling back because they think you're being ignorant. They don't know you're on the show. They just keep calling you. So you hear me cutting my phone off. That's what I'm doing. Anyway, I don't have a piece for you this evening. I just don't. I'm sorry. I couldn't finish it. It didn't work out.
Okay. Still.
So.
Again.
So, I'm not even going to do that.
Before you go any further, Cuzzo, you hit me up every
other day.
Wait,
pause. I need you to wait until I do this, all right? Just need you to wait.
Ashe.
All right.
Do
so,
your thing.
I'm just going to speak from my heart, all right? Forever's a mighty long time. Shout out to God, who's the know of all things, able to place angels in your path, help you find your ancestry in the strangest of places. And I query a lot of things, and I quiz myself how I grow and learn to acknowledge myself is the question. All right, so here it is. I join Epiphany and meet John Robinson for the first time. And I had always seen this cat in every Prince Hall picture I ever seen concerning New York. My cable toe is Danny Melton. All right, we came into the craft at the same time and everything else like that. And literally because Danny had a connection to this cat, I didn't know what it was. I just knew that he hung out with him with everything else that was happening. So here it is. I find out this dude is a hellified poet. We're on the same network. And from day one, I messed with him. I never knew why every time I looked at a picture, I can see his face clearly, no matter out of any pictures I was in. And you know, and so I had another friend, his name was Nils. He's just like, oh, you got to come and meet people, blah, blah, blah. You know, oh, and meet this guy, J-Rob, blah, blah, blah. You know, and I was like, no, he's on the network with me. He's a cool dude. Right. And then one day I just called him out the blue because he was just saying some things that really particularly hit my wavelength. Right. And so we was cool from day one off the top. And we had a lot of conversations about a lot of different things. And so the summer, me and my son are doing this Ancestry.com. We're looking for our bloodlines where we're reassembling things. Like we're the team to do it, you know, in my entire family. We're the people we're trying to do it. My son, he had gotten all the stuff from my father. We had talked to our cousin Ricky. And we started talking about our forebears. And we found out some, you know, our forebears, like my great-great-grandfather was a Robinson. That's, you know, there's Robinsons galore. And we really wasn't connected to that branch, you know, because after my grandmother, after Daddy Roundtree, you know, it was Roundtrees and Robinsons, we lost track. You know, people didn't have the history. There was a big Bible that had all the things in it. Nobody knew where it went, that type of thing. So we were just reassembling through Ancestry.com. So here it is. We go and we're looking through everything, and we get all the records from the churches and the things of that sort, and we're looking at them. I see Robinson. So I said to myself, I said, J. Rob said he was, his family was from South Carolina. What are the odds? So literally, I send him the thing for Charles Robinson and his wife. And he didn't know anything about the story that we had heard because we never talked about it. And literally, J-Rob gets on the phone. He's like, nah, this person is such and such, blah, blah, blah. And he's telling the story. And the first thing I said to you, J-Rob, was what?
You're not going to believe this, but I think we're family. And he completed it with the other part that I was about to tell him.
And so the craziest is that We've been related this whole entire time, and God has a way of finding people in the way that you need to find them. But the worst part of all this was, is when he took ill, I never knew how much he was in my life. I talked to J-Rob 2 to 3 times a day, text, phone, anything. We talk. And the worst thing for me was that when he was sick, he wouldn't let anybody see him. He wouldn't let me lay eyes on him. He would just tell me how weak he was. And he just would be like, it was like this whole stay away thing that I couldn't really deal with too much. It hurt my heart to know that I couldn't be there in the same place for him, because he is not just like a cousin to me. He's a brother to me. And so for him to be hurt, to be so messed up and be like, I'm so weak, and I can't do nothing about it, made me feel the most helpless I've ever been in my entire life. And I wouldn't know what to do if I lost my brother, because he knows how much I love him and everything we do. And every time he tells me, oh, you know, thank you for calling me, I'm like, no, thank you for answering whenever I call. Thank you for being there. Many times I had to vent, scream at the world, he's always on the other end trying to calm me down. He's always keeping me calm, always talking sense to me. When I get crazy, like, and he's the only person who knows how crazy I get, and he really talks me off the ledge all the time. He tells me to calm down. Cuzzo, calm down. Let cooler heads prevail. You know, relax. You know, and there was a misunderstanding. For real, like I was off. I was like, yo. And he was like, nah, no. Wait. Calm yourself. relax, talk, have the conversation. And that's what I needed. I was half cocked, angry, ready to go, and he calmed me down. He soothed my soul. And for him to be hurt and to finally lay eyes on him, I've never been so excited to see someone in my entire existence. So I have the benefit of having Bad Metals all the time with me, around me at all times. So I get to see Bad Metals, either in the text or anything else like that. But when you have the two of them together, the energy that they both have when it comes to doing this thing called the Get Down, it's undeniable. It's unstoppable. You can't tell me the type of energy that they represent when they get on this network and just talk and greet every poet and show love to every single person. Tell people to go out to the dance floor and do the huckabuck. You know, from some of the greatest bits that we have, some of the best jokes, is when we get on this, and we talk on the Get Down. So of course, I didn't fault Van for never wanting to do the Get Down without you, because regardless of the fact, you're the other half of this, and this is what makes all of this special. So was the Get Down missed? Hell motherfucking yeah. Were you missed? All day and every day. You are always on my mind and always in my heart, cousin. Always. No matter what. And I love you, bro. For everything there is. And I love this program. I love this station. I love the family that we have. And this is what makes the Get Down. Most importantly, say, I don't care if I'm crying. I don't care. I got to stop bubbling my nose. Nothing is not right when you're not here and the two of you are not together doing this. This is one of the most important things that we have in media. You know, I learned a lot of stuff from watching y'all. And I'm always, it's always a treasure to have the both of you when you come on War Council and talk in all angles. We're interlaced, intermingled. We are a tapestry. And this is what we're here to do. So I thank you. That's all I got to say.
Man. I'm a bit. I apologize, cousin, for not picking up, but I couldn't. I'm sorry, man.
It's okay, bro. You're here now.
I was hurting real bad, man. I couldn't answer. But you kept hitting me up, man. Thank you for putting up with me while I was going through this. I never felt anything like that, especially when that lady said I could have died in my apartment.
That was my greatest fear. That was the worst fear that I had. And I was like, let me lay eyes on you. Let me lay eyes on you. And I was like,
I was just looking horrible, bruh. And I was scraping saliva out of my mouth with a spoon so I could have something to breathe with, and I couldn't. I felt embarrassed looking the way I did, and I'm sorry. Anyway, dog, I'll talk to you about that later, Van. I'm passing to you. Can you just give me a minute, please?
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, I felt like Cuba Gooding Jr. and Jerry Maguire. You know, my daddy stopped cutting up them onions because I'm not fitting to cry. But we appreciate you, Mojave. We appreciate you more than you know. And your kind words and those words from your heart about how you feel about our brother, how you feel about me, how you feel about the network and the family dynamic that we have is a great adage to your character of who you are as a man, bro. And we love you and we appreciate you. Always.
No, I love and appreciate y'all, you know. Man, sorry. I'm sorry if I made anybody else cry or anything else, but this is the way I feel. And you know, I ain't got no problems expressing how I feel about my family. I have no problems at all.
Right on. Same here.
So I'm sorry to be taking up time. I know you folks want to come through. I'm gonna get off. You know, send me to the dance floor. You know, we was on Clubhouse to be the goo, or the golf is now we're calling it. And man, listen, I love y'all. I love you, Cuzzo. I love this program. I love what the Get Down does and what it represents in the space and the creative freedom that allows poets to be poets. I love how the guided writing prompts gets everybody to writing and everything else. And it's a distinct pleasure to share pieces of my soul and creativity with y'all freely. I appreciate y'all. All right.
Love you, man.
You, brother.
Love you, too. Send me off. I'll see you later.
All right,
peace,
bro.
King.
One love, one mic. Ladies and gentlemen.
One love, one mic.
Wait. That's for the dude, the huckabuck, Mojave. Man.
I wasn't ready.
Oh, man. Wow. Let's keep the Get Down party going. Tears of joy, ladies and gentlemen, tears of joy. And not sorrow. Next up, we got the other half host of the Love Zone, host, one half host of Poetic Therapy, one fourth host of the Soul Cafe. She is La Pearl, La Negra. Hey, Danielle.
Hey, Ben. You don't feel it, Bobby. Oh, my God. Hey, J-Bob. Welcome back. He is in... knocked me off my square with that. Oh my God. All right. Now, let me see. Whew. Gentlemen.
Hey, Danielle.
How you doing? Good to hear your voice.
It's great to hear y'all's voice, and we are back in effect. I'm so happy that y'all are back. Oh, my goodness. Welcome back, J-Rob. You know what? I'm going to strangle your cousin. I'm going to be on his phone tonight.
as you should.
He got everybody on eyeball clouds and stuff right now. Oh, my God. But, it, you know what? That's what happens when a loved one falls sick and we can't reach out and touch you like we want to, you know, and you got all this pent up emotion and expression and you can't get it out like you want to until you actually talk to them. So I understand. Got me over here, man. I'm making mess up my piece. But it's all good. I'm so glad to hear your voice. So glad that you are back. And, you know, I've been praying every day. You know, I was hoping I didn't bug you too much.
Nah, I'll be honest with you. There's times that I would watch the short little video hellos that you would send me when I was at the hospital or when I was at a treatment or even when I was just here, like when my sister left and it was just me in here dealing with this. And there's times that I just watched them over and over again. And it was really cool having someone just to let you know that you're on your mind. So on that, yeah, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And thank you. Because there's many a night, how do I put it? I couldn't sleep for 10 days.
Oh.
I kept saying 33 pounds. I actually lost 35 pounds. I couldn't eat. I couldn't swallow. I couldn't spit. And I was awake. And every day my throat was closing. But every day I got a note from you. It said, stay strong. And you got a brother in prayer. And I really, really appreciate the cool thing about Facebook is that I can hold it forever. So I want to say thank you for those because it really did make a difference, especially when I wasn't feeling anywhere close to being good. So thank
you're welcome,
you from the bottom of my heart.
You're welcome. All right, y'all. I'm trying to get myself together here now.
That was
you
my
know
hobby.
What?
That wasn't me.
That was
look,
all
my hobby.
Oh, my.
Yo, we heard you sniffle first, and that's what set it off. That's all we did. That's all he took. And everybody, oh, my God. I know everybody is like, man. But it's beautiful. This is beautiful. And yeah, I got into. I told you that me and Larry got into a little argument because I was just saying, you know, it's big shoes to fill to have another co-host aside from yourself join in. Some things that are great like this should be just left alone until they can be back in full effect with the original people. That was my only point that I was making, and it got a little ugly. I wasn't
it
saying anybody
ugly.
Couldn't do it, but all I was saying was, you know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Chill and wait. Can't come back.
The cool thing is sometimes family can argue because that's the kind of love that we have for each other.
Yeah.
So that's all right.
Most definitely. But I'm glad you're back and getting better every day. Oh, Lord have mercy.
Yes.
Okay. I'm good.
Now, Pearl La Negra, are you ready to express how you missed to get down? Are you ready to get down?
I'm going to try. Yeah, I'm back.
Go ahead and get on the down then.
Thank you. This piece is called Welcome Back. Now, I know you're not fully healed, but we're grateful. We're blessed that you're blessing us with your presence this day. But I got to tell you, these weeks being in your absence has given us longer days because we've been separated far too long. And yes, I could go back to recordings of the past, but it could never take place of the real time of having your voice, your energy, or your songs. Got us hooked on your presence and gave us over 30 days of withdrawal. Through no fault of your own. Damn, this was hard. Because you've given us food for thought while feeding our souls. By showing us unconditional love and acceptance of whatever we spit through, whomever we are. Damn, y'all brothers are dope. So I think to myself, what am I going to say when we finally get to talking? You're back in the studio. Because here in the universe of streaming talk shows, rumor has it, y'all are the creme de la creme of Blog Talk Radio. Man, y'all truly been missed, so I'm going to leave you with this. Because word's been getting around town. It's the return of the great one. We finally got him back, y'all. It's the get down. Welcome back. I love y'all.
I was just listening to you giggle like that.
That's
you know, this is a very humbling piece. And I thank you for it. J-Rash, she called us the cream de la creme.
Yeah,
that's pretty heavy.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah. You know, And she was right. She was right, Jay. That day it got real ugly in the chat. It got real ugly. And I'm going to tell you, I made one attempt to do the get down in your absence, and I got left posted for the last hour by myself because my guest had to leave. And then I just said, you know what? I said, forget it. I said, last week, I'm going to go ahead and just do an impromptu episode of Let's Talk About It. We do date night, just on the Thursday night. Ain't no Blog Talk shut that down after the first hour. She was not having it.
Yep.
Wow.
So, to hear this piece and to hear what we do together as a cohesive unit for the poets, because we don't do this for ourselves. We do this for y'all. And to hear a piece like this is very humbling. And, I couldn't wait for my brother to get back. You know, I was actually selfishly, greedily hoping that he would have been okay last week. But, you know, the doctor didn't release him until this week. So, you know, I had to wait. But, La Perla Negra, this is an amazing piece. And I humbly thank you for this, J-Rob.
Thank you.
I just want y'all to stop bringing me to tears. You know I'm a dig the damn piece. So... just want to, I can't thank you enough for everything. I can't thank you, all of you, but the fact that you put a piece like this together to compliment me and Van in any way, shape, or form says so much about how you and others view what he and I have talked about and what we try to do here. And for some strange and wacky reason, it works, and we're the most humble cats in the world having people like y'all tune in, because if it wasn't for y'all, this would just be a conversation about poetry and comic books and cartoons between two geeks. So thank you for everything.
Two grown men geeks.
Two grown men geeks, yeah, exactly. So this is exactly what it would be. So thank you. And the piece itself. Mwah. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Y'all do feed our souls up. You really do. Yeah, you make everybody, you accept us regardless of what we bring. You know, and it means a lot, because a lot of people are, some people are afraid to open up and spit. You know, or even be heard. But y'all give that energy, you give that opening of acceptance to everybody, and this is why we love y'all. Man. Y'all good for us. It's good medicine that you bring.
Dappy Van, I'm just here to make sure people don't laugh too hard. Dappy Van.
J-Rob. The radio universe and Blog Talk Radio determined that statement is a lie, because I couldn't even have a show on Thursday night. You're dead. You're dead.
I told you. Next time, y'all listen to me. Some things should not be messed with. Okay? I'm telling you.
Absolutely. But La Perla Negra, can you please let everybody know what you got going on in the Epiphany Radio universe?
Okay. On Saturday night, I'm in poetic therapy with my cool co-host, that mountain man, Stan the Man Filler, who is waiting on his raw link. Monday night, I am one-fourth host of the Soul Cafe, and I am hosted with Pavil the Poet, a.k.a. Arthur Larry Maddox. Oh, God, y'all got my nerves all frazzled. Essentially, Jadis, he does an awesome job with the event page and poetic. You won't stop arguing with me. Yeah. On Wednesday night, I'm in the love zone with my sexy, sultry voice fever, Miss B.I.P. Now, there is a topic, but
I'm kind of playing with it right now. So when we get it, you know, when we get it solid, I'll let y'all know. And I know you'll love it. So y'all come on in the arrangement and get caught up in the love zone. Back to you, gentlemen.
Thank you so much. Now get on over
to
that Get Down dance floor and hang out. And cut the mustard. Don't cut the rug. Cut the mustard.
Cut the mustard.
Yeah, what she said.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, on the way to the Get Down dance floor, Love Pearl, La Negra. One love, one mic, love.
One love, one mic.
You know, Jerry, you know how when we be doing these shows and things just hit you, right, as we, you know, we start talking about the next show. Sometimes it happens during the show, right? And she said something that's kind of got me intrigued, right? She said,
Go on.
She said, we got a topic, but we playing around with it.
Go on.
So it's got me thinking, next week, how about we just tell anybody, pick a topic and just play around with it. Let's see what you got. Let's see what you can do.
So instead of saying open mic, your poetry, your topic.
Yeah, play around with it.
I like where your head is at.
Thank you, Ms. Villa. I'm sorry, La Pearl La Negra. Thank you. But, ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned into Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight is the Get Down with your host, Savannah Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, and our returning brother, J. Rob, the Wise Son. If you're listening in online,
yes,
the dialing number is 319-527-6300, and please press 1 to get down.
This is Epiphany Radio, the real entertainment network. Yes, welcome back. J-Rap, how you feeling about that first hour, bro?
Hey, man, the Blog Talk lady didn't delete us, so far, so good, bro. I'm digging this. It's a gamut of emotions, so I'm trying to hold it in.
Absolutely, brother.
This has been cool. How you feeling?
Oh, man, I'm loving it, man. I'm back with my brother, whom I've missed daily. You know, it's something about talking to you, something about reaching out to you, connecting with you, talking about our usual stuff, but it's a whole different animal having you on the show, and we get to do what we love to do.
Amen.
Vibe together, enjoy some dope poetry from Epiphany Radio Universe, do us a few pieces. You know, my Thursday nights are okay again. So thank you, good brother, for making it back.
Thank you for having me, bro. So,
absolutely.
Before we get all emotional all over again, who do we have up next?
Hey, man. Next, I believe this is my brother Venom. This is our brother Venom, Majestic Inc.
Oh.
Is this you, bro? Maybe not. 786, who do we have on the mic? 786, so you're muted.
786.
Are you muted? All right, we're going to keep it moving.
I believe they're probably just calling to listen in.
Somebody let Venom know we open up his mic if that's him. Tell him hit me back channel if he wants to come back. But we'll keep it going. And next up, oh, man, this brother right here has been waiting for a moment for the get down. I just know. Ladies and gentlemen, C-Double 34 Music, y'all. C-Double, what's good with you, bro?
I have three reasons as to why I missed you. And if you allow me the brevity, yeah, I'm sounding like In Living Color, I know. If you allow me this, I will tell you why.
Go ahead, bro.
All right. I miss you like Scott Norwood in Super Bowl 25. Mm. I missed you like Eddie Murphy's mama throwing her shoe at his daddy. You missed me. I miss you like the results read on Maury in the case of the Weather Girls saying I fathered their kids. I am not their father. J-Rob, welcome back.
Oh, my God. Bro.
He said, and if your mama don't like it, she can get out too. You miss me, bitch.
and to all of the Buffalo Bills fans, we sincerely do not apologize. Venom, I'm sorry, bro, but you had multiple choices there. Well, back to back. Back to back.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Steel curtain, baby.
Oh, man.
Y'all can't keep me on the lurch like this again now.
My deepest apologies to you, King. That wasn't my intentions at all.
Yeah, I know. Now, I just want you, J-Rob, to make sure you can give us an offer that we can't refuse.
I will do my best.
There you go.
I will do my best.
Yeah.
It's a private. But my good brother, tonight on the Get Down, we're asking people if you missed the Get Down, and if you did, bring us some of that welcome back poetry. So I will ask the proverbial question. Is your piece locked and loaded?
Yes, it is.
Then allow me and my co-host to step away from the mic, put that in front of you, and let you go on ahead and get on down.
Thank you very much. I'm hoping to bless this mic with some smooth operations. This is an example of me becoming a smooth operator, to the point I will never call a dude Big Papa or Poppy or Big Daddy Kane. I'll call a spade a spade. And this is not referring to his blackness. I'll use intricate brass tactics to uncover facts with everlasting results that will leave you spastic in comparison. Going from coast to coast, L.A. to Charleston, with layover stops in Chicago and another in Key Largo, then to Wisconsin. Embarking on this survey column asking me who's hotter, Halle Berry, Jane Kennedy, Farrah Fawcett, or Sade, while I'm in the Palisades being validated by someone's mama named Sadie in the kitchen making biscuits and gravy. Ain't no mistake here. In these operations where I'm awakened by pancakes, grits, and hickory smoked bacon, maple syrup, and red Kool-Aid at my table, an enormous smorgasbord that's better than any Soul Train award as I'm watching Dora explore swiper, no swiping, in the cipher. Did you decipher the Sadie reference a few lines ago? I'll be riding on chrome 24 spinners like it's 1996, and I'm rocking Carl Canine Timberlands. Kids, ask your parents about this moment in history and skip the stains of the president being impeached with an intern on her knees, giving oral examinations as Clinton played the sex harmonica, dreaming of Dolly Parton singing "Here You Come Again" all over the Oval Office floor. I'm too legit to quit, and I bring the hammer down proper. See, you can't touch this, so pray we get this started. I operate through this talk box under midnight stars like my name was Roger, catching Trout Man with Stone Cold Steve Austin, and that's the bottom line, because I said so, rebuilding myself because I have the Almighty Father's technology. No need to ask about this author of this autobiography. I'd be the smooth operator talked about in this topic here. And if you want to know where the whistleblower is, he's sitting on the dock of the bay. And that's the way it is. I'd be Clarence with exclusive clearance to kick ass without bubblegum. Now try a little tenderness and put some respect on my name as I get down with Poetic and J-Rob. Biden and Kamala blows because they can't take my job. And that's that piece.
Yo, you's a bad cat. You's a bad cat. You's a bad cat. Your metaphor game is something serious. Your metaphor game is something to really sit back and admire, man. Oh my God. You's a bad man. And because of that, I'm playing some Otis Redding in the event page right now. Van Madden.
I appreciate you. I told you I had to be here to welcome you back.
My man, I deeply appreciate you.
Stone Cold said so, bro. This piece, man, I agree with my brother J-Rob, man. I thoroughly enjoy your pieces because of the metaphorical usage that you use. You manage to tie in so many different elements. I mean, I'm thinking about this piece, and you manage to throw in some wrestling, some music, some political satire. Bro, you the pieces be dynamic, bro. We are humbled at you for bringing this kind of piece for us on the return of J-Rob the Wise Son and the Get Down, brother. Phenomenal ink, man, as always.
Well, thank you very much, and I'm hoping that you send me to the dance floor so I can do some birthday chili sauce with Danielle.
All right now. Woo! All right now. Ladies and gentlemen, on his way to the Get Down dance floor to do his thing, our good brother C-34 Music. One love, one mic, my brother.
One love, one mic to the both of you.
My
thank
man.
You, brother. Wow.
That was hot.
The next poet, man, I got a treat for you, bro. I got a treat for you, bro. You ready? Are you ready? Are you ready?
For me? I'm ready.
Because I bet you ain't heard this in a while. Ladies and gentlemen, he is author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas, CEO of Epiphany Radio. What it do, bro?
Baby, shut back and line. What is do, baby? What's up? J-Rob, the wise guy, this is a Van Meadows. What it do, y'all?
My big brother, how you doing, man?
What it do, Sway Rob? Welcome back, it, brother. Welcome back.
Bro.
Welcome back.
It's been too long since I heard your voice, man. And it's
Yo.
Good to hear you, man.
Hey,
it's
man,
so good
I'm
to
glad
hear
you're
you.
Back. Glad you're doing well, man. I'm glad, you know, I'm glad that Van is back because, you know, Van ain't been around either, man. I don't know who was up in here, but, you know, the brother was walking around with just one sock on. Just one sock, bro. So I'm glad you back. I'm glad you back. Because your brother was walking around. He wasn't holy, man. The Wonder Twins.
That is
hilarious. He wasn't a whole van. He was half a van, bro.
You walk around with a pair of shorts and one sock on in a circle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, his band wasn't even good, man. He had that Scooby-Doo looking type band going on, and, you know, it was a sad face on the van, you know. But I'm glad you're back, man. You are well missed. I ain't joking with you. I heard the sentiments of everyone else, and it's the truth, you know. It just ain't been the same, man. I miss that vibe that the Get Down has that you and Van promote, man. And I'm just happy that you're back, man. Hey, I wish somebody give my hobby a tissue. He's still back there, you know, leaking. He's still back there leaking, you know. But it's nothing but love. It's nothing but love, man. I'm serious, man. I'm glad you're back, man. I had to get in here.
I appreciate you to no end, bro. I ain't going to get emotional again. I just want to tell you how much I love you, bro, and how much I appreciate
you. Hey, I love
you,
man. Hey, the feeling is mutual and it's real, man. It's a good day, man. It's a good day that you're back up in here. I hope you don't strain too much, though. We don't need no setbacks, and I pray against that. But I feel your joy, man, and it's just a mutual feeling in the air right now, you know.
Amen.
I'm happy.
As am I. Thank you, man. This means a lot to me, and having a chance to come through. I know I didn't want to belay it, and I'm, like I told Fran, my voice is mad raspy, and he's like, "Don't worry, we're going to make it through." And I'm so humbled for everybody, man. And Larry, thank you for this platform, bruh, because there's not a lot of places where brothers and sisters can show the kind of love that they show. Even though I told Van I don't deserve that kind of attention, but I want to thank you, bruh, for everything.
Amen.
We've had conversations offline, man, and I really appreciate every single one of them. And I really do. All of them.
Amen. Hey, look, bro, man, thank you for accepting me as your bro, man, first and foremost, man. It goes way beyond radio. It goes behind poetry. Oh,
absolutely.
It's just funny how are we all connected. It gets no better than that, you know, having somebody to lean on, having a little brother as yourself, you and Van, to lean on when times get tough for me, you know. Now, you almost going to make me break the Lego Batman code, man. You know, I feel myself box beginning to leak, so you know what I mean?
I don't want to outdo my hobby. We don't need no more eye sweating. No more eye sweating.
Yeah, thank you for giving it a new name. You know, so, man, look, all I want to say, man, I'm glad that the Get Down is doing this thing, you know. I'm just happy, man. My heart smiles, bro. I just need you to take further care of yourself, you know, seriously.
I most certainly will. Thank you, big bro.
Okay.
Love you, man.
Hey, man.
Real talk.
Love you, bro. Love you, bro. Hey, look, man, and this is a perfect opportunity for you to get your band voice down.
You're so wrong.
Hey, so listen, man, listen. I bought something that was written at the Get Down, for the Get Down, because you guys asked us to get down and write this piece, and it's a stupid-ass piece, and that's why I want to perform it, because I want to do something stupid, and I want to be silly up in here. This piece was performed by Franco Fico, the poet. I know you guys remember this piece. Franco Fico. The matter, you know, since you guys like superheroes and comic books, I decided to bring this piece tonight, man, and dedicate this to you guys at the Get Down, man. It's called I Get Fico.
All right, bro. Go ahead and get on down.
All right. I Get Down.
like at Figo. Up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane. Yo, 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 it's Fico doing his thing. Up above the clouds, booming his boom box real loud. Looking down upon the citizens of Gotham, they know that Fico got them from Detroit to streets of Philly. When I see danger, I turn green, huh? Really, I move fast as shit, supersonic. Ah, like an automatic train, I move this thing. I am able to leap tall buildings in the single bound. Fuck a nigga up with a sock full of verbs and a pronoun. I get Fico. I be Fico. Homie, don't play that shit. Homie, don't clown, see? They call me Rubberneck. Catch your black ass from around the corner and won't break a sweat. I bust caps in the ass of renegade white people who wear white sheets and crunchy hoods. I piss the hottest piss I pee on these MFNBs that mean society no good. I make the hood great again. I broke down the walls made by that president. I masturbate in the face of hate. I paint the White House cream with sperm of dead societies. I give blacks back their dreams. I be Mr. Epiphany, of the Justice League. Shout out to Raven and Nightwing. Open sesame in your mouth, hot and creamy like Starbucks coffee, way down south. Beep, beep, beep. Just a minute, hold on. Fico here.
Fico, this is Lego Batman.
Hey, twin!
The Justice League needs you back in Gotham. The Joker's going off the deep end.
Okay, Splat Man, I'm on my way. I am Fico, the Macker. So who did it? Who did that shit? Broke the law. Who's about to get this, see? I'm that motherfucker not to be fucked with. I combust. I am cantankerous. I am the Black Man's Batman. Riddle me this. What color is justice? Red? When Finko, Fierenko, Finko gets Fico and splits the wigs of the racist cops for blacks killed innocently. Chalk yellow outlinings in the street. I get Fico. Do police brutality. Hip hop, I don't stop. I'm a lover, not a fighter, see. I swell like a whale enormously. For all the females, I get sexy. My secret identity I won't tell, but I'll leave you with this smell. I combust. Can't you tell? I smoke blunts laced with kryptonite. I sip on gamma rays on ice. I am Franco, the Fico matter, and I am the shit. In the brightest day, in the blackest night, no evil shall escape my sight. Let those who worship evil's might beware my power. Varenko, Miko's might. I get down.
Yo, you's a bad man. You's a bad.
Oh,
did you
my
say
God.
He said I smoke blunts laced with kryptonite. That's a dope line. That's a really creative line. I like that a lot. I like that a lot. The whole piece is mad sick. How many different personalities is in this piece?
Yeah, bro. A lot of them. A lot of them.
Hey.
It was the,
hey, thank you, bro. Thank you. It'll take a lot to do that one, Matt. I think I messed up my throat, to be honest with you.
Bro, it was the I masturbate in the face of hate.
Why would you remember that part right there, bro?
Hey. Yeah, cool. Of all the lines, you're going to remember that one.
Oh man, this is a crazy fun piece. So many personalities, so many crazy cryptic things that you said in this piece, bro. That's why you are the CEO, bro.
dope beat,
hey,
man. Dope.
Hey, well, thank you, man. Y'all pulled that one out of me. I forgot what that prompt was. It was something about y'all wanted us to come as our other personality or persona.
Yeah,
or your
alter ego. Yep, I remember. Uh-huh. Yeah. The alter ego show, Jay. The alter ego.
Yeah.
Hey, let me tell you my favorite line in there. Let me tell you my favorite line. Where I'm at? Where is that? My favorite line is right here. I'ma just say it. I can't find it. I wanted to go behind the line before it, but it's when I get to say, "Hey, twin."
Yeah.
Yeah, that's dope right there.
What's up, man? Yes, sir.
You know, because yeah. I always loved, it was always so funny, you know, hearing J-Rob say that, you know.
Right.
So I say it for you tonight, since you can't get that high of a pitch, my bro. So it gave me a chance to say, "Hey, twin."
Yeah.
I appreciate you, man.
Hey, man, the love of you once again. Yeah. So,
look, man. Before you go steal your dance, bro, before you get to the plantation, tell everybody what you got going on in the Epiphany Radio universe.
Hey, man, the Soul Cafe, every other Monday, 9 o'clock p.m., this Monday at Raw with Rain. They'll be spotlighting different artists and the businesses, whatever they have, you know, the opportunity they have. And I happen to be the first up on the mic sharing what's going on behind the scene, what brought about Raw Links, just giving little people about a little history about how Raw Links came to be. And that's Monday at Raw with Rain, man, with Rain and Essentially Janice. Check us out, y'all. It's going to be open mic before and after this short interview.
Can't wait.
Stop by. Stop by, y'all. There's going to be some giveaways and stuff like that, some good things, man. So I'm looking forward to that this Monday at 9 p.m. Eastern.
That's it, man. Cannot wait. So, bro, we're going to send you on over to the down dance floor to do your favorite dance, at least for a few moments, because I done took my other sock off now, so I'm gravy. So we'll be over there joining y'all in a little bit.
I got a new dance, too, man. I got a new dance. It's not the Huckabuckle anymore because of my age. It just came naturally for me to do the TikTok. Mm-hmm.
You get the TikTok.
Yeah, all I gotta do is walk across the room to do it. Hey, TikTok. That's the way I walk. Hip hop, you don't stop. I get down. One love, y'all.
One love, one mic.
Show
me
baby.
Baby. CEO of Tiffany Radio, y'all, for real, the poet Douglas, author Larry Maddox, man, with his crazy self. We will keep this party going. We're going to open up the line to J-Rob. Are you ready? Amelia T. Davis. Welcome to the Get Down.
Good evening, Kings.
Good evening, beloved. How are you tonight?
I am fabulous, because you're back on the mic.
I appreciate you, beloved. Thank you.
You notice I'm ignoring Van? That rarely happens, but...
That's all right. I'll accept it.
He's like, oh, yes, please do. I truly, you know... lifted you up in prayer, and I myself have been going through something, so I'm sorry I wasn't inboxing you as often, but I did hold you up in prayer, and your voice is wonderful to hear, raspy or not. It's just amazing to hear you back on the mic, King.
I truly appreciate you.
Oh, I appreciate you too. So I didn't know what the topic was going to be tonight, so I'm sorry I didn't write anything particular, but I think this might say it. It's called Inkwell Love. He stepped off the pages of her poetry, became reality, blood and bones with a golden heart, tall, handsome, with a wonderful voice. He took her on many fabulous, exciting dates. Dinner in awesome restaurants with delicious, savory food. Slow dancing at jazz clubs. Taking her shopping for clothes, various colognes and jewelry. Many hugs and kisses, yet waiting for the time to be right before they would express their desire for each other. Their relationship grew as love began to blossom in their hearts. He made love to her mind, her soul, before they ever had any passion that was quenched. They would have deep, satisfying conversations long into the night, coming to a powerful understanding of each other. He planned for a while what would be this one special night. He made reservations for a romantic candlelight dinner, brought roses, had an evening out to their favorite jazz club. After returning from a fantastic night out, he dropped to one knee and said, "I wanted to do this right," as he pulled a box from his pocket and opened it. In its contents was a beautiful diamond ring. He went on to say, "I have fallen so deeply in love with you. I want you to be my wife. Will you accept this ring as a promise to always love you?" "Yes, yes," she said, with love pouring from her heart. He took the ring out and placed it on her finger. Then he guided her to the bedroom. They made sweet, passionate love that night. He satisfied her every desire. Truly a night she will never forget. She thanked God for bringing her husband finally into her life. They were married not long after that and now live in happiness, harmony, peace, and overflowing love from each of their hearts. He is the strong, bold, protective husband, and she is the submissive, sweet, tender wife. Together, they are a power team that no one can destroy. Faithful, devoted, charming, powerful, and truly blessed. Truly exquisite matrimonial love. Musings of Amelia T. Davis, a.k.a. Poetical Angel Queen, and peace.
That's all actually right, pretty right. Lovely.
J-Rap.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
J-Rap.
That's a lovely piece. Can you hear
Thank
me, Dave?
You.
Yeah, go ahead, bro.
I'm saying that's a lovely piece. A description of exactly what two people who are into each other going through and what a guy is looking at when he's about to ask his lady for her hand in marriage and how joyous of an occasion it happens to be when they agree to be one. That's pretty cool. I enjoyed it. What say you, Ben?
I was getting ready to ask if a piece locked and loaded, because if it is, let her go ahead and get on down. Because we didn't get to do that.
I forgot you guys do that. I'm sorry, Van. I'm sorry.
I know it's been a whole month. And we're going to let you slide on that one, because I know it's been a whole month. But that was a very nice piece. for someone who is desiring matrimony and him wanting to do it right, you know, after a wonderful day of shopping for perfume and, you know, shoes and purses. What did he get out of the deal? I didn't hear what he got out of the deal. In the piece. Did he shop? Did he get anything?
He gets her.
Oh,
no,
okay.
You know, generally, like, when you're a couple, you go out and you shop for each other. You know, but I'm the female, so, of course, I'm telling the female side of it. So
you can say
she is taking. Huh?
You can say now, what you bought him. You're the female. You can say, well, yeah, he bought me perfume and shoes and purses, and I got him a nice tie, you know, silk handkerchief, some good cigars, you know.
Do you like cigars? I can't imagine you smoking a cigar,
man.
I don't.
But there are a caliber of men who like having a glass of cognac and a nice stogie. And, you know, they do those kind of things. Like my good brother here, J-Rob, who we welcome back.
Do.
So that's why you get the cigar reference, you know.
I do.
You do?
Oh, God, yes. I can't smoke cigars until October, November, but I do like a cigar.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. I'm so glad you're back, and I'm going to continue to keep you in prayer as always. And Van is giving me a hard time because, you know, he knows me very well, and he knows how to tease me and put in digs on me. Anyway, I love you both, and God bless you.
Now look, Amelia, it can't be digs if I'm speaking the truth. Come on now. All right. We'll go ahead and get you over to the Get Down dance floor so you can dance, because you know you should be well enough to cut the rug, move the mustard. You know, you should be available. You should be ready to do that right about now.
Dancing is good.
Yes, it is. All right, blessings, y'all.
All right, one love,
blessings,
one mic.
Thank you for your prayers.
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, Amelia T. Davis with that dynamic beat. Inkwell of Love. That was nice. That was beautiful, actually. But men like gifts too, darn it. We like gifts too.
Yeah, what
he said.
Don't
worry, Jay. I raised my voice for you. I raised it for you because I know you can't. I did that for you. That's for you, Jay.
Yeah.
That's for you.
Yeah.
All right, let's keep this party going. Are you ready, J-Rob? Are you ready?
Most certainly.
Next on the mic we have the host of Raw with Rain. Ladies and gentlemen, Rain. Hey, darling.
Hey, poetic. Hey,
Rain.
Beloved. Hey, beloved. Welcome back.
Good evening, beloved. How are you tonight?
Oh, you know, you guys have me going. I'm a thug, and I've been having thug tears over here, and then I don't even know what to do with the CEO's piece.
Hey.
He was all over the place. Like, I don't even know. But I'm a thug.
She said I'm a thug.
Rain. Did you have to take off your Tims to let out to let your eyes sweat? Because I know I did.
I did. I was like driving. You know, I'm home with family this week, so I was driving and I had to take off. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I took them off while I was driving.
See?
You know how challenging that was.
She said I'm a thug, and I got thug tears. Thugs ain't supposed
to
cry.
Yeah, thugs ain't supposed to cry. And you got my hobby came in here just like, listen,
oh,
I wasn't
God.
Ready. I wasn't ready to eat. I wasn't ready either. You had me boo-hooing out here like I ain't cried enough this week. But thanks so much. I actually don't even have a piece. I really just wanted to call in and welcome you back, love.
I truly do
you
appreciate you.
So missed.
And I appreciate
And I appreciate that the times you reached out and just checked on me in general. That really did mean a lot. Truly do. And I thank you so much.
Absolutely. But you know what I need you to do? Your voice. I'm going to need you to rest your voice. Because I hear
I will.
It now.
That's why I'm not really letting him talk too much.
Yeah,
but he just keeps jumping out there, you know. I be trying to, you know.
Yeah, I'm gonna need you to sit out some of this. But I just wanted to call in and show love. I'm traveling this week, love. So I did not write a piece, and you know you'll hear enough of me going forward. But I just wanted to let you know I'm really happy because you know y'all know how I feel about the get down.
Absolutely.
And how we feel about you.
Definitely.
Thank you, love.
Cause
so I will get out of the way.
Not just a little, but we need a lot of rain to make it wet.
You know what?
I ain't seen nothing.
He has been acting up since you've been going. It's so good
to
be back, J-Rod.
I'm glad you're back. You keep me grounded.
He's been out here going rogue. I don't know. He's been lowering all the octaves on me, Jack. Yeah,
did he say something to you real pretty in French?
Not yet.
He didn't say it. No, he didn't say it to me in French. No, but my co-host, though.
Mademoiselle
I feel like there was some French pieces going on at one of his shows that I wasn't at. So there was a whole lot of things going on. He hasn't whispered that in my ear yet.
It's only September. Somewhere before the holiday season, it's coming.
I mean, my birthday is January 8th. So, just saying.
You Capricorn, you. Ooh.
Indeed, and I am all Capricorn. All Capricorn. But, I mean, you know, Raw with Rain is every other Monday, so you can go on and bring some of that through there, too, and just give both Janice and I a little bit of that, you know, because...
We, madam.
Yeah. So, gentlemen, I will let the CEO really shouted out Raw with Rain, and I know that you've got to have a lot of people on the line. So just come out on Monday, 9 p.m.,
count on
and,
it. I'll be there, beloved. You have my word.
Absolutely.
Okay, good. We'll I need you to, yeah, you rest your voice until then, please. And feel better. Get well.
Most certainly.
And if there's anything I can do, like I said, I'm here. Gentlemen, I hope you have
a good appreciate
night.
You.
Thank you so much, Frank. Get over there on that dance floor and shower it
we'll
well.
These,
shower it well.
Show them what they do. Yes, let me take these. Put these Tims back on.
Put the Tims back on. Yes, on my phone. Ladies and gentlemen, that is Rain, host of Raw with Rain. This coming Monday at 9 p.m. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Wow. Man. Oh, man. J-Rob, are you ready? Are you ready for the next comedian? Is he funny? No, but in all seriousness, are you ready for the next poet?
Most certainly, man. Who do we have?
Hey, man. And I'm going to tell you, man. I'm going to tell you right now. This individual, you brought him out of hiding tonight. You brought him out of hiding, and he actually pressed one tonight because he's got something to add to tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, this is our brother, Divine Demon, Wolf Hour's Own. What's good with you, bro?
What's going on, fellas? How y'all doing?
Doing
what's
great.
What's happening, bro? How you doing, man?
I'm good. I'm going to tell you, Gerard, like everybody else said, rest your voice, man, because it's still sounding really, really bad. Like in a few words, I mean, a few minutes, a few hours, you're going to lose it all. So try to save some, man.
God.
Yeah, definitely.
I will.
Definitely.
But before I get started, I just want to say this. I love coming after Rain.
I know. Yes, sir. pun intended. Oh, bro. You good, bro. You something good. Oh, my God.
Y'all just being bad for no reason. There's a special place in hell for people like y'all. I'm talking to Jesus.
I can pass it up. Yeah, but I'm going to check her shot, too, because that voice she has is something special.
Yes, it is, man. Yes, it is. Good to hear you.
Yeah,
definitely good to hear you, man.
Likewise, good to be heard. And like Poetic said, I was in hype, man. I was like, I listened a couple Thursdays, and I was like, it just ain't right without J-Rob there. So I'm like, I just can't do it without J-Rob. So I just waited. I bought a piece while I was on the phone holding. I'm like, I got to do something special to show y'all my appreciation for both of y'all.
My brother.
You are so appreciated, bro. I really and truly mean that. As a friend and as a brother and as a fellow poet, you're really appreciated. You know, you and I have had some other conversations, and they actually meant a lot to me. They still do. And looking forward to more of those. And I want to thank you for stopping through, bro. And sorry for not being available for the last 6.5 weeks. But bro, thank you for coming through tonight.
Not a problem, man. I'm glad that, like you said, the conversations are, they hit me hard too, man, that we have. So I'm never forgotten. I mean, you're never forgotten. The conversations, the topics that we talk about are never minimized to me. So they're always keep me grounded. I will say that. That's your specialty, keeping people grounded. So I appreciate you, man, for just being you, man. Seriously, it's high poetry.
Appreciate you, man.
That's what's up, bro. So, brother, go ahead and get on down.
Let me try to do this. Hey, y'all, I'm on the get down. Guess I'm legit now, because y'all be the shit now. Anyhow, or is it anywho? I've got a few lines to speak to you. J-Rob, I see that you're still in the weather, but you're still more cunning than clever. Now it's time for a lyrical endeavor, because it's more like a hobby, not a job. I meet you like a Siamese sister, it's a brother named J-Rob. Y'all don't know me, Nathan, but to this show, I'm indebted. To Mr. Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, I'm ripping and flipping lines and the flows be shredded. His poetry is my side piece, so my mistress is a pen. And both of y'all, my dear friends. To the wise one, he be the wise son. Your ink be hotter than the sky, son. There's some peeps higher than the sky, son. When I read your ink, I'll be like, why, son? Why can't it be that deep? Am I pen leaking or is that thing sleep? My Thursday's been so empty, I'm pretty strong, but don't get me wrong. This show somehow strengthens me when I come on. When I come on, because the station manager always mentions me, they'll give me mad respect. I try to stay cool, but how cool can a demon get? Giving me props before, and after my drops, I'd be excited, then y'all get shocked. Don't be clueless, I ain't new to this, so take your socks off. Ask Mr. Maddox if I can buy some Tiffany stock. Imagine Batman without Robin. It just ain't right. Like Stuart Webb trying to dunk when he can't take flight. Like a sniper without his weapon when his aim ain't right. Y'all like yin and yang. Hot damn, this show be so tight. There's no I in team. Y'all like a locomotive with no motor. Like an engine without the steam. Not a hard part. I say the end that could be the start. He misses vicious verbs and selects his nouns. Poetic is a host. But J-Rob, you are the git for the get down. And peace divide me.
Yo.
Mommy. Yo. Go ahead, Jace.
I want to yell so bad. That's dope as fuck.
Thanks, man.
I want to yell so bad.
Why you want to yell, man?
Because that was so fucking dope.
I got you, Jay. I got you.
That right there, that's how you do it. That's how you come to the get down and spit your piece. That right there. You do that.
Yeah, for crazy.
Yo. That's because that's what he would have said, Divine Demon. That's what he would have said. That's what he would have said. But my bro.
Yes, sir.
My bro, man. You said you just wrote that while listening to his show, man. I want y'all to understand the dexterity of this brother's pen and his craft. He takes it serious. And the brother wrote that while he was just listening to the show. So, my brother, I'm humbled, man. I'm humbled by, you know, just your presence, man, because you're a genuine brother. And I salute you and your pen. And thank you for being my brother as well, man. Real talk.
Thank you.
Indeed.
Thank you for all the props, man. Seriously. Okay, J-Rock.
He's a bad man. He's a bad boy
you,
with that pen.
Thanks. I try my best. It's kind of like, you know how when you hang with somebody that you know is better than you or stronger or faster, you'd be like, I'm going to keep on competing until I get stronger and better and faster. That when I come to the show, that's what I'm thinking. I'll be like, I got to hang with them, so I got to be better. I got to bring my best to the show because y'all are so cold. I have to.
That's why I joined the Get Down, because of that very reason, hanging with Van Meadows.
come on, man. Come on, man. Come on, man. Listen. I'm going to tell you what this is like. I'm going to tell you what this is like, man, with you two cats. It's like trying to figure out who's fast, the Flash or Superman. You just can't. You just can't.
I thought you got a point there.
You know what I'm saying?
Well,
I appreciate
he's
you,
super. I'll say that he's Superman because, in all honesty, Superman be holding back so that he don't make the Flash look bad.
Okay. I can dig that. I could take that.
So no, I'll take Flash.
I'm so glad you're back, man.
My man, thank you, bro.
I'm glad. Man, I don't think any of y'all really understand that I'm the one who's truly glad the most that he's back. You have no idea. And I've expressed this with him. There is something about when you connected to a J-Rob the Wise Son, he challenges you beyond your pen.
Yeah, it does. But check this out. Check this out, man. Did it feel like a PC was missing?
Yeah, man, for sure. For sure. Yeah. I told him that.
Yeah. I understand.
What did we talk, Jay? We talked for about an hour that one time when you called me earlier this
week? Yep.
And Devon Demon, I told him that exact same thing, man. I said, man, a piece of me is missing.
Wow.
I told him that.
That's deep. That's real deep.
That cat is, that's my brother back then. In every sense of the word, as if my mother gave birth to him.
Real talk, man.
Yeah.
But,
all right, you's a bad man. You's a bad man with that pen, boy.
Is he ever, man?
I try my best. I appreciate y'all. Y'all push me to go harder, and I appreciate it. I don't think I'm that good, seriously, but y'all push me to go harder, so I appreciate the every ounce of support y'all give.
Amen.
I appreciate you and your gift. You're a really good dude, bro. And it's humbling being your friend and even more humbling being your brother. So thank you for it.
Sir. Absolutely.
Likewise.
Absolutely.
Appreciate it. Appreciate both of y'all.
Appreciate you, brother. Now, we're going to get you on over to the Get Down dance floor, man, so you can show them some moves, man.
All right. Y'all stay cool.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, that's our brother. On his way to the Get Down dance floor, Divine Demon. Oh, man. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening, and you hear me and you are online, you have just a little over 5 minutes before the Blog Talk Lady will cut you off and you will not be able to listen for the remainder of the show. So, 319-527-6300. And by all means, please press 1. J-Rob, next up on the mic is our brother, Mr. Automatic Charismatic, the birthday guy from this week on Tuesday. Happy belated birthday, bro.
Happy birthday, bro.
Thank you, brother. You know, one of my guests is known that you all, okay, J-Rob, you're a good dude, man. You know, I've made posts about prayers for you, man. I'm glad you're pulling through.
Thank you for that. Thank you for that.
God got your back. And always, once you know that, God got you. God, you know, sometimes this God just putting you through some things if you can handle it. Like my lady, she went through a whole lot. And God was just blessing her when she was going through her trials and tribulations. The God just putting you to some tests, you know what I mean? Everything is a test, and that's how you get your testimony, through a test.
Yes, sir. You
know? Much love to my brother, Poetic. That's my man, my guy.
Brother. Yes, sir.
Yes, my guy.
Indeed,
yes, indeed.
Bro. Indeed.
One day I want you to challenge Poetic about freestyling, because you know you go on Sundays. You want to hear? You think I'm a freestyler? Sunday, the anointing is on that show. You know, divine inspiration and Poetic. Yeah, it's like a tag team back again.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
Oh boy, you are hilarious, man.
Yes. So
my good brother, tonight, Van and I wanted to ask everybody is if you missed the Get Down, and we want you to bring some welcome back poetry to tonight's show. So, by any chance, would your piece happen to be locked and loaded? I know you're the lyrical engine, but if your piece is locked and loaded, brother, we would like for you to do your thing and go on and get on down.
Okay. I'm going to do a freestyle that I've been wanting to do. I've been waiting for J-Rob to return. I'm going to do a poem called My Go-Go Fan. All right. Let me hear a beat drop. Let me hear a beat drop. Yo, let's go, let's go. Let me hear that beat drop. That's my go-go fam. I say what? My go-go. Hear me out. That's my go-go fam. J-Rob. That's my go-go fam. Poetic. That's my go-go fam. But here we go. Yo. Yo, well, let it ride, let it ride. Now from that special place. Can you see where we are, where we be? Land of free, birds of sea. Kind of special, take you to another level. Here in the time for the attire. What the hard work, what much require. We got to keep it moving, praying. That's what we doing. Pray for the people get better. We gotta hold it, hold together. So let's get down, get on down, get on down. When I say get on down, say what? That's my go-go fam. Keep it going. That's my go-go fam. J-Rob, that's my go-go fam. Yes, Poet, that's my go-go fam. Yes, yes, hold it down. Yes, yes, lock it loaded. We're going to do it. Let's get down. Let's get down. Let's get down. Open mind, special kind. Holding peace, let that notch crease. I got my old poems, I'ma take it home. I'ma go ahead, take it right through the zone. I'm from Washington, D.C. That's where it is, that's where it be. I was born and raised. To God, I give him praise. Change my days, change my wonder. I'm like that little inch, you hear the thunder. You about to wonder, how we doing? Keep going, J-Rob, keep pursuing. Never let anything hold you back. It's time that we just have to react. No sickness, take care of business. And your voice be so
rejuvenated. Yes. Let's pump it up. That's my go-go family. Let's keep it going. That's my go-go family. Let's show. That's my go-go fam. J-Rob, that's my go-go fam. Poetic, that's my go-go fam. But say, let's get in. That's my go-go fam. So let's rock, rock, lock and load it. Let's go, go, lock and load it. Yeah. So let's just get on down. Say what? But let's just get on down. We're going to do this. We're going to keep you in prayer. We're going to do this. We're going to spread love in the air. We're going to do this. We ain't never giving up. We're going to do this. Just can't get enough. See, I'm locked and loaded. Always locked and loaded. Thanking God for another day, for my birthday. Thanking God that I know that he's healing us. I feel everything of the love that's touched. That the healing of the process. Lock and load it. My go-go fam, understand that everything is in God's hands. That taking a chance, I say my prayer. I know God is not a part of failure. That's my go-go fam. Man, you know my go-go fam, my go-go brothers? Do you know that they are lock and loaded every Thursday night? Do you know everything that love is in the sight? Oh, this appreciation. Don't you know that God is changing the situation? Yes, J-Rob is back. Poetic, holding it down. Man, I got love for those two. That's just what I'm going to do. Represent my go-go fam. This automatic charismatic, Urgo Lynch, gets in. I'm on in, wipe and dry.
You's a bad boy. You're a bad boy. Say it for the third time because we do things in threes when we like things. You're a bad boy. Being lyrical, like, that's what's up. Fan Metals.
My go-go brother. Man, this was dope. I enjoyed it, man. You, the way that you put that together, man. Freestyle off the top of the dome, and you pushing for a record contract, huh? I hear it, bro.
Oh, thank you, man. You know what? I try to mix that poem and go-go. I always try to challenge myself, man. That's what keeps me going. You know, it's almost like when I was a little kid, my mom would always say, you know, when I was about five, coming up, I will always ask my mom, did you see a light? And I carry that light with me. And she said, Mommy, can you see a light? Can you see a light, Mommy? Like, and that light, it's never left me.
That's the stuff. That's the stuff.
Nice. That's what I'm talking about.
All right,
that's
my
what I'm talking about.
DJ has tuned up the go-go music in anticipation of your arrival. And now that he heard that piece, he said he's ready to set the go-go stage afire. So you ready to get out there, man, and show him what to do?
Yeah, you going to play some backyard.
He got some backyard for you, bro. He got it for you. All right, bro. Ladies and gentlemen, on his way to the Get Down dance floor is our good brother, the lyrical engine, Mr. Automatic Charismatic. One love, one mic, my brother.
One love, one mic. And J-Rock, keep getting better, man, in thoughts and prayers, man.
God, well, certainly you. Will, bro. Thank you.
All right, bro. Ladies and gentlemen, if you are hearing the sound of my voice, congratulations. Congratulations, you've made it into the overtime hour. Biffin Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight is the Get Down with your host, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, and the return of our good brother, my good brother, J-Rob, the wise son, the Dark Knight, Mr. DSP himself. So good to have you back, bro.
It's great to be back, bro. I'm making some tea so I can get my voice back to earlier this evening. I guess I've been stretching it and talking a lot.
That's all right, bro. Take your time.
So, listening to the Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, your number one hit station in town.
This is
This is Tony, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
All right, all right. Are you ready to keep this party going, J-Rob?
Indeed I am, good brother. Indeed I am. Who do we have up next?
Oh, bro, we got our brother, man, Just Jay. What's good with you, Jay?
J-Rob, shut up. Don't say nothing. Save your voice. And he won't listen. You know he going to talk anyway.
But good evening to you, too.
No, all right, that's a proper greed between men, you know what I'm saying? Punch to the good. Don't leave nothing on the table, you know what I'm saying? Every time, every rip. You got this Talib Kweli thing going on. You know what you're going to have to start doing until your voice gets strong? Talib Kweli, he'll use a little breath, and he'll use that little breath for all of it. And he'll get the full range out of that little breath, too. So you have to do the same thing right now. Your vocal cords get strong enough to do it. But while you're here, you can go ahead and play around with some poetry style. I wouldn't do nothing that would overtax me, but I would definitely play with the new voice that you have for the time here. But don't overpush yourself. You always got to be listening to your body.
Indeed.
Great. Hey, man, for a minute there, man, I thought he was going to tell you, go ahead and crank up that new album like DLC did when he lost his voice.
Hey!
I thought he was going to tell you that, man.
Man, all right, I had to close the door. I was interrupting people. I apologize, y'all. Yeah, J-Rob, it's good to hear you, man. Didn't have no idea what you was going through. That's the whole thing about it. We all could be going through something, even though we're right in front of everybody. But man, it's good to hear you back.
I appreciate you, King.
All right, man. I got a little presentation for you, man. I'm going to set up the little video monitor here, and I'm going to let them go ahead and give you the presentation. But it's a gift.
Ashe.
All right. Welcome to the Boutique de Logre. I'm your tailor, Jay Alara. Here we offer you the finest blends and pure rugs of cotton, silks, and wools. We will discuss the goal of your suit. It will be diligently and meticulously hand-stitched by the fingers of world artisans, armed with an eye for detail. We will craft you a fine suit that won't ruffle during those intense encounters. Because the last thing you need to worry about is, what is my suit doing? This suit that makes the refined man stand tall, shoulders and chest broad, your attire should fill you with the confidence to handle whatever may come your way. So, J-Rob, the wise son,
you got some more with that, bro?
Yeah. I said poem at the end, my bad.
No. You good. J-Rob. I was just expecting a symphony orchestra.
I thought
orchestra.
There was more.
Right. I said, he got a presentation. I thought there was a symphony orchestra coming with that, man. You know, the marching band, you know. You know, maybe some steppers.
I thought a little Jennifer Hudson was going to roll up and be like, this is for you.
Maybe she's saying, you the man who loves and cherish me. Is that you? Man,
yeah.
what Van said. Exactly what Van said.
That was some dope ink, though, bro. We appreciate you, man. Definitely appreciate you. Jay,
I appreciate
think about that.
You. Oh.
Hey, bro. Real talk.
Yeah.
Cats don't get a chance to tell you how much they appreciate your gift. And I really do. I really, really, really do. I mean, we could all joke around and go back and forth. But, bro, you're built for this poetry thing in every sense of the word. And I appreciate your gift. And what you contribute to this thing that we do.
Oh, wow. I appreciate you, J-Rob. That was huge, man. You know how huge that was. Good plan.
It's the truth.
Yeah, bro. Absolutely. And I'm going to tell you to stop running from your ink, bro. Because every now and again
you get it, and you
just want to run from it. Stop running from it and run toward it.
Hmm.
Hear what he said.
Right, that part.
Because I know you, I know you ghostwrite for others.
Yeah.
Sometimes some of that stuff is meant to be yours. Just remember that.
Yeah. But you know, by me doing that, it's been really helping me to take on different personas and characters, because I try to keep it within that person's voice. So it's been helping me.
It says a whole lot about your process and how you put ink to pen.
Indeed.
All right.
All right, brother. We're going to send you one over to the Get Down Dance Floor so we can get through the rest of these callers. Because, man, it's packed in here tonight, man. But you got to get out there and do a little dancing, bro, before you retire, man.
I'm about to crank up this whole robot and let it go ahead and I'll chi out of here.
There you go, bro. There you go.
Yeah.
One love, one mic, my brother.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is just Jay coming through here representing. All right. Next on the mic, area code 424. Welcome to the Get Down. Who do we have on the mic?
This is Anthony Arnold.
Oh, wow.
Hey,
my bro.
What's
my
happening,
brother?
Anthony?
What's good with you, bro?
It's been a minute.
How y'all
bro.
Doing?
Oh,
it's
doing
been a clear
bro.
Minute, man.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's been a little bit.
How you
been
doing,
been a
man?
Bit. Not too bad. Working like a Hebrew slave.
Good.
Working on book number 5.
Yeah, I saw that. I can't
Ooh.
Wait. I saw that.
Yeah, so I've been a little bit busy, but I'm doing all right. Trying to keep from catching this COVID.
Yes, and hello.
Yes, sir. It's not a game. It's not a game.
Yes,
please. I see it every day. I work in VA hospital, so I see it every day.
Wow.
Yo, and thank you for what you do for those people
Absolutely.
Who actually need the help and the assistance. Thank you for what you do, because you guys are the real unsung heroes.
Yes. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
Otherwise, it's good to hear your voice back on the radio, sir.
Ashe, thank you so much, bro. I'm sorry for being raspy, but
don't even worry about it. I don't even worry about it. I mean, it happens.
True.
It's one of those side effects of the things we do. Sometimes our voices decided, I'm done. I'm gonna sit back and stop for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
Man. That's exactly how it felt.
Yes, sir.
So I hear you, but rest that voice, because I've been where you are right now, and it's a pain.
Absolutely. And without question, but a complete pain. But I'll be quiet, because Van's going to tell me to shut up.
Yeah, Yeah, I'm going to tell you to be quiet, man. I'm going to tell you to be quiet. But my brother, what piece do you want to drop on us tonight, my brother?
This is a piece I wrote the other day. So it's the first time it's being done anywhere. I figured I'd do what I do, and this would probably be the perfect time to do it.
All right, absolutely.
It's a piece.
Well, go ahead and get on that.
It's a piece called Live. I can't fathom the hatred for my people. Why do you hate those who didn't ask to come? Walking the streets, my head on a swivel, because the color of my skin makes me a weapon, a target. Killed with extreme prejudice, no matter where we are or what we do. If we are compliant, we die. In this day and time, no one is safe. Home, streets, anywhere. Our lives mean nothing to anyone except to us. And that's that piece.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Wow. That's heavy.
Yes, sir. You know,
that's pretty heavy.
You know, I'm a huge fan of your pen, brother. And I've expressed that on many occasions. 'Cause you don't just write to be writing. You write with purpose. You write with clarity. You write for awareness. And without you, sometimes I would wonder if we would be lost if we don't see an Anthony Arnold's piece that's reminding us of who we are, of where we've been, and where we need to go. So I appreciate you, brother. Real talk.
As do I.
I appreciate it.
I felt the calmness in your voice as you brought this piece to life. It was everything.
Mm-hmm.
Absolute everything. And when you take a look at what's happening in the midst of everything, I mean, like the whole Black Lives Matter movement, but then you still see all this violence happening in our community. It's like, do our lives even matter? But they matter to us. But the one thing is, people got to start proving it to each other.
Absolutely.
I think we've been at each other's throats for so long, I don't think you know how to anymore. Mm-hmm. Which is sad to say.
Agreed.
Because you have so many that don't they don't know where to go or what to do or anything in that category. So, like I wrote in a piece of mine a few years back, we are like the lost children of Israel. We will continue to walk around the promised land and never step foot, because we don't know. We really don't know. And it's sad because we are our only hope, because if we don't do it, nobody else will.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yes, sir.
That's what drives me to do what I do.
And we love you for it, sir. We love you for it. Without question.
Every bit of ink that touches the paper, I appreciate you for it.
I appreciate it. But I'm going to get off here and poetic. No, I ain't going to the dance floor. You ain't going to make me fall down the DVD.
Come on, bro. Look, just give him a little bit of a two-step. Just a two-step. You ain't got to do too much. All right, my brother.
Once again, J-Rob, it's good to hear you on the radio once again.
Thank you, bro. I truly appreciate you. Thank you.
Ladies
brothers,
and gentlemen,
have a good night.
Thank you, brother. You too, man. Our good brother Anthony Arnold with that dynamic piece. I'm still see if I can't get him out to that dance floor. Y'all keep y'all fingers crossed. Keep your fingers crossed. All right, let's keep this party going. Next up on the mic, area code 714. Welcome to the Get Down. Who do we have on the mic?
This is Jackie, a.k.a.
Hey, Jackie.
Poetic Peacock Vibe.
How are you,
welcome
Jackie?
Welcome back, Mr. J-Rob.
Thank you, beloved. How are you this evening?
Too blessed to be stressed right now.
Say that. Come on now. Say that. Yep.
Absolutely. It's so good to hear you.
Okay. Well, yes, sir.
Jackie, tonight on the Get Down, Van and I was asking people if you've missed the Get Down over these last few weeks. I don't want to give the number anymore because it sounds so horrible. But we were asking people if you have any welcome back poetry, and if you so happen to, we're going to step away from the mic and let you go on and get on down.
Okay, well, I happened to come in about the time I heard someone say alter ego. So that's what I pulled up, and I'll go on and read it. It's called Peacock Blues. Don't you just love my pretty plumes in vibrant hues of emerald, turquoise, and sapphire blue? Precious gems painted on my stems explode into bloom down the spine of my back. In fact, despite my voluptuous size, when I decide to shake my tail feathers, my, oh my, don't nothing feel better. All of my glory spread wide, preening and prancing, strutting my stuff just close enough to look, but don't touch, for I am a peacock, not a turkey nor a duck. It is not vanity to move through life confidently. Why should I feel any differently when we all have been given special gifts and talents? But I don't think they really see me. Can't they see that I am unique? If they did, they would see the three claws on my feet, the way my powerful thick legs leap with a single bound into tall trees, and what about my short pointy beak? Do they see the peak of my crest at the top of my crown is fit for a queen? No, they don't know anything about my hopes, my dreams, but I see more than they realize through the hundreds of my all-seeing eyes raised up to the heavens. In just those few seconds, my wings begin to rise, convincing my mind this time I am ready to take flight, flying up high beyond the clouds, gliding through the ethers, sailing around, puffing out my chest, feeling peacock proud as my magnificent train swirls in the breeze. Alas, my plight is to only imagine how nice it would be. High flying is not my reality. and it does not matter how hard I try, for I will never reach higher heights. Flying high only happens in my dreams, so please do not disturb. Leave me alone and let me sleep. Then I won't have to see trailing behind to constantly remind me that I am not lifted far off the ground. In that moment, I believe I am soaring before touching down. So I will continue to hold my head up. I will not allow my feathers to ruffle, to be disheveled, touched, or plucked. Yes, I am destined to keep my big feet planted firmly on the earth, though secretly I still yearn to be a high-flying bird. Perhaps if you come a little closer, you just may find some magical feathers I have left behind for you, J-Rob, my gift of prosperity and health with a lifetime of good luck. End point.
Ashe. Ashe.
My gracious.
And I accept that. The coolest line, Ben. The coolest line. Being peacock proud. Bro, when you see a peacock strut,
yes, God,
it could be one of the most arrogant birds on the market. But being peacock proud is so cool. All the other birds go, look at this. Look at this here. That's dope. Mm-hmm. I love this poem. Thank you, Jackie.
Well, you're welcome. And again, welcome back. And much health and wealth and prosperity to you.
Ashe, I thank you.
You know,
Van Meadows,
when I hear pieces like this, I think I'm going to get sick next week, y'all, so I can take off a whole month just so I can come back and get a piece like this myself. Because this is some amazing poetry, Jackie, and I really dig it. And Alter Ego.
Thank you.
I'm glad you paired Alter Ego and you wanted to bring this piece, because this is truly something special. Truly something special.
Thank
so
you.
I'd love it.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Now, I hope you're ready to dance. Are you ready to dance?
Boogie down. Boogie down, baby.
That's what I'm talking about.
Eddie Kendricks.
You.
Eddie Kendricks.
You.
She's my favorite person tonight. Eddie Kendricks.
I know that's right. But listen, the DJ has decided to put on something smooth for you to dance to. So we're going to send you one over to the Get Down dance floor so that you can let them know what a peacock do when they strut on the floor.
What it do, much.
I'm going to play some Eddie Kendricks just in honor of Jackie. That was cool.
Absolutely.
Thank you. In honor of you.
Thank you, beloved.
All right, Jackie. Thank you so much, darling. Get on over on that dance floor and show them the moves. One love, one mic.
Mm-hmm. One love, one mic.
Man, how dope was that, Jay? How dope
that
was that?
That was really cool.
Man. All right. Next up on the mic. Area code 317, welcome to the Get Down. Who do we have on the mic tonight?
Hello, Mr. Meadows. Hey, Jay Boogie.
Hey, Black Pearl.
Hey, Black Pearl.
How you guys doing?
Long time no hear.
Jay Rob,
good night. As you were saying?
I'm glad to hear you back.
Thank you so much, beloved. I do appreciate you.
You're so very welcome.
And welcome back to the Get Down. It's been a while since we heard you.
Yeah, I popped in and out.
But you popped in at the right time.
Yes,
but
she did.
But I still read all y'all stuff.
Yes, she does. She's a nice lady.
Yes, she is. And we read your stuff too.
Yes, indeed.
I appreciate the support.
I have to say, your poetry has shifted in the last year, you have dived a lot deeper in stretching your pen than in previous material, and looking at, well, I shouldn't say looking, but reading the growth and how you have spread your wings poetically has been a wonderful, wonderful sight to watch, because it's gotten so, in certain specs, it's gotten so much deeper. Mm-hmm. Very appreciative of that.
I have great teachers. I learned something from everybody that we have. I've learned something from everybody that we've come in contact with, because we are all pretty much in the same circle of people. So I learned something from everyone.
That's right.
Very true. So thank you, and I appreciate your work. I really like it, but I had to tell you, I love the growth. I've read some of your old material. Huh?
I thank you and appreciate all your help.
I be trying. I do what Van tells me to do.
Me too. He's a smart man.
Yeah, it was too funny. That's debatable. Some people will debate you on that.
Yeah, some will debate you on whether or not I'm nice.
Well, we know you're nice, so.
Can't no one debate me on that. I know you're nice.
Absolutely.
Mm-mm. So, Ms. Black Pearl.
Yes, sir.
Tonight we're asking people to put together some Welcome Back to the Get Down poetry. And in the event that you do have some Welcome Back poetry, and you missed the Get Down, Van and I would definitely like to take a step back and let you step to the microphone and go ahead and get on down.
Well, I thought I'd recite a piece that kind of brings us back to where we all started from together, because I met you all in this place, and it's called Head First.
Mike is yours. Go ahead and get on down.
Unknowing the outcome, but falling head first, I willingly dived into this thing called love. Entangled in a dream of fragrances, a view that takes my breath away when you walk into the room. Alpha and Omega, my beginning and my end. And without you, I'm nothing, and I don't try to pretend. You have brightened up my dark nights and brought sunshine where there was no light. This smile I have belongs only to you. And I willingly dived head first into this love thing for you, boo. I submit my all to you, my first love, poetry. In peace.
Ooh, man.
Wow.
She made poetry the object of her desire.
Yes, she
that was
did.
Man,
that
I
was
like
amazing.
That.
Yes, yes, yes.
Oof.
I think the poetry is the one object of desire that we all have in common.
Absolutely.
I second that motion.
Amazing. This amazing
piece. I second that motion.
And just to... I see why you read that piece, because it's definitely where we met first, poetry.
Absolutely.
I love it.
The common fiber in our friendship is the connection through poetry. If that makes sense.
Absolutely.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely.
Amazing.
Mm-hmm. Well, welcome back, Black Pearl. I'm a fan.
Indeed.
Welcome back to you, J-Rob, and I'm definitely a fan of you guys. You two are my favorite people. I listen to you guys and Adrian and Danielle so probably more than I do anybody, and I maybe should not say that on live, but it's the truth. Even if I don't speak, I listen. And I go back and listen to the shows I miss.
I do what Van tells me to do.
Me too.
You guys are funny. I'm just a guy who writes poetry.
They've been telling me what to do since Soul Twins. So. He's been telling me what to do a long time.
Well, here's where it gets funny.
Go ahead, Jay.
Before I got really, really sick and my voice got worse than what it is right now, I called Ben and I said, I'm not feeling very well, but we can still make the show happen. And he said, we will not, and you're not going to be on this show until you get better. And then it went downhill. And when I called him, he was like, nope, we're not coming back until your doctor says you can come back. And he's like, so you have a good night, and you get better. However long it takes, we'll be here. So I do what Van tells me to do.
He was right.
Absolutely.
Indeed.
You know, your health is the most important thing. Because number one, you have a lot of people around you who are depending on you that you don't even realize that are depending on you.
Absolutely.
And you have seen that tonight because you just think that your family depends on you. But you have this external family through poetry that you find who are depending on you as well. Because there's a certain thing that you bring to the table along with your poetry, and that is you as an individual. The community needs you. Your lodge needs you. And we need you. So, yeah, we was not going to jeopardize you, something happening to you, because we needed your return. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, I would tell you the same thing over and over and over again. Nope, we're not going to do it until you're better, period. Because you know why?
Because
you told me, he told me the same thing when I had COVID.
Okay.
And just like him, when you got sick, nobody told me that after the fact. But the reality of it is, for me, I've known you two guys almost as long as I have been doing this on Facebook. And initially, meeting Van brought me to the radio with him. And, well, he brought me over to Epiphany with him when he first started on Sunday. And so I've been kind of there ever since. But you guys have stepped into my life outside of the radio thing. And I'm sure I'm not the only person that can speak on the fact that I have called in tears, and you both were there and very supportive. And that's what family is. That's
indeed.
What we really do for each other when the times are hard and your back is against the wall and you know that you have that person you can call against all odds. And that's what you guys are. It's certain people that I have become attached to through the poetry realm that are just family to me.
We love you, too.
And this is what it's about.
Absolutely. And that's one of them things, nothing can change. Nobody could come along and change that. Nothing can change that. Because it's a spot that was earned and not just given.
Right.
That part.
Right.
Absolutely.
Definitely. All right. All right, Black Pearl. We're going to send you one over to the Get Down Dance Floor so that you can show some moves out there.
You know I'm a smooth dancer.
I know that's right.
She does Chicago stepping. You know she's smooth.
She absolutely does Chicago stepping.
I know that's right. All right, there. We're going to send you on over there. One love, one mic. Take your socks
off. One love, one mic.
Thanks again, lovely.
You're so welcome.
Wow. Just wow.
That was nice.
Yeah, just what an amazing show tonight. You guys came through and honored the return of our brother and welcoming the Get Down back and Day Ride back. And this has been delightful. Join us tomorrow night for Express Your Vibe with Miss VIP. Saturday night is going to be Let's Talk About It, where we do date night differently with yours truly, Poetic. Sunday night's The Inspiration Factory with Divine Inspiration, Paul Sampson, and yours truly, Poetic. Monday night is Raw with Rain, and essentially Janice. Tuesday night is going to be The Honey Drippers with your host, Mojave. Wednesday night, y'all, is going to be The Love Zone. It's VIP and La Pearl, La Negra. And then next Thursday, we'll be right back here for another fine edition of The Get Down with your host, Day Rob, the Wise Son, and yours truly, Poetic. Day Rob, minimal words, my sure. brother, minimal words. Go ahead and tell the people your last words for the evening.
Thank you, everybody. I love you all. And as my voice gets better, so will the poetry. Thank you so much for supporting me and your prayers. Fan matters.
Absolutely. Thank you, bro. J-Rob, it's good to have you back, bro. The show is nothing without you, but with you, it's everything. To the poets, the callers, the listeners, this is your show. This is your platform. We don't do this for us. We do it for you. And we are humbled and honored that you decide to come through and kick it with us, share your view, share your poetry, and just express your love for what it is that we do. It's a very humbling experience, and we thank you and we love you. Epiphany Radio, thank you. And then to our CEO, Arthur Larry Maddox, thank you again, good brother, for welcoming us and inviting us to be a part of your network. So, all hearts and minds are clear, one love, one mic. Continue to take your socks off, baby. We'll see y'all tomorrow.
Good night, everyone.
Good night. Peace.